one more day of the very muggy and hot air mass today, and that sets the stage for thunderstorms. We expect them to develop in eastern Iowa at some point later this afternoon and to gradually organize and intensify as they approach the Mississippi and race through northwest Illinois and probably much of Illinois into the night. And because of the organization and just the hot and humid air mass, potential for these storms to become severe is pretty good, and damaging winds are the main threat. For the Aledo and western Illinois area, that timing is one of the uncertain things, but it looks like the general 6 to 9 p.m. time frame most favored right now.
And in terms of coverage of this potential storm, you said possibility impacts could be felt across much of Illinois?
Yeah, this has the setup to be a organized line of storms that could be quickly racing, but there's some question on how exactly that develops and evolves. Will it happen kind of quickly over eastern Iowa, or will it take a while and not until it gets towards central Illinois? That's one of those uncertainties, and with that becomes the uncertainty in time. But all the attributes we look for severe storms that could quickly organize are there today. The warmth and moisture is certainly there. And then the wind speeds aloft, pretty strong for summertime in the Midwest today and tonight.
And Matt, behind though this system, it looks like much more comfortable conditions.
Yes, that is right. By midweek relief, we'll still feel it kind of humid at this time tomorrow, Tuesday morning, but gradually through Tuesday, start to feel it more dry air working in, and highs will be in still the mid to upper 80s, but then that dry air really comes in Tuesday night, and pleasant temperatures below seasonal normals for Wednesday and Thursday.